USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, President Trump making the economy the centerpiece of his 2020 re-election and is talking about economic strength, despite the fact some economists talking about a recession. Now, the president presenting the Medal of Freedom to NBA legend Bob Cousy at the White House. After this ceremony, the president telling reporters,
"The job numbers have been really good."
The CEO of Overstock.com, Patrick Byrne, resigns after disclosing a romantic relationship with a Russian agent. Byrne, a guest on Bulls and Bears on Fox Business.
"I took some orders that seemed a little fishy in 2015, 2016. Last summer, watching television, I figured out the name of who sent me the orders, and this has all now been confirmed to me. The name of the man who sent me the orders was a guy named Peter Strzok."
Oh,
that
my goodness.
Anything? Got it? Capiche?
Yeah.
"So this is going to be quite a whirlwind."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stumped? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on the road visiting the Canadian Foreign Minister, Chrystia Freeland, in Ottawa. Pompeo stressing the need to ratify a new trade agreement.
"Politics cannot, indeed must not, get in the way of this monumental achievement for either of our nations."
And the Canadian Foreign Minister telling reporters,
"As we both move forward in ratifying the new NAFTA, Canadians and Americans will continue to benefit from our unique and profitable economic relationship."
Vermont Senator Independent Bernie Sanders talking climate change after visiting areas in Northern California damaged by raging wildfires.
"Donald Trump says that climate change is a hoax. Donald Trump is dangerously, dangerously wrong."
And a mixed bag on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 49.5 points to close at 26,252, the NASDAQ down almost 29 points, the S&P 500 down a point and a half. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The pilot of a small plane that crashes in the water near San Francisco, California this week insists it was not a stunt. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details.
The 34-year-old self-professed thrill seeker, whose stunts have often gone viral and have sometimes put him in trouble with authorities, says a Tuesday plane crash off San Francisco was not a stunt. David Lesh and a woman passenger video recorded the crash and the subsequent sinking of that small plane. A friend had been flying a second plane beside them and called the Coast Guard, which rescued Lesh and the woman. Asked on Thursday about online speculation that it was all another attention-grabbing stunt, Lesh noted he had just bought the plane for over $200,000 and spent $40,000 more on upgrades, telling the Associated Press anyone who believed he would spend that much money on a plane just to sink it must have lost their mind. He's blaming bad fuel for the engine problems that he says caused the crash. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Vice President Mike Pence talking about the Trump economy. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
Speaking at an event in Detroit, Michigan, Vice President Mike Pence touts the economy.
"The United States of America had one of the highest corporate rates in the world, but now we've lowered the corporate tax rate so that companies right here in Michigan can compete with companies and create jobs."
The vice president continues,
"The United States, Mexico, Canada agreement is completed and support in Congress is growing by the day."
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.